Good morning, church. Children are already heading back, so I don't have to say a word anymore, do I? Just do it. I don't know how many of you felt the presence of the Lord this morning. First song made me aware that I was on the right track when I heard the Lord speak this week for a message. I've titled our message today, Peace in His Presence. And I was going to start with in song. I want to take a little bit of time this morning and just sit in His presence. That song, In His Presence, Lord, just confirmed how important it is to sit in His presence, to find that rest and that peace of just sharing time with the Father. So I'm gonna give you some time this morning just to sit, keep your mind from wandering, keep it trained on Him. Let's just sit in His presence for a little bit yet before I go into the message this morning. Thank you, Father. If you want to sit, kneel, I don't care what posture you use, but let's just sit in His presence. thank you for your presence. Thank you, Father, for just that feeling of peace, of rest that you give us in your presence. Lord, as we share time with you, hope it was as good for you as it was for me. I tell you what, so we're gonna be looking at Moses today, going back into the Old Testament and looking at Moses. And I just, every time I read through that and think about the cloud that came, the presence of God came. He came in a cloud to Moses, and I just, sometime I want to be in that atmosphere where the cloud comes down and just envelops us when the Holy Spirit shows up. And let's begin today in Psalm 16. There's just a few verses there that I want to share with you today. But find a place for you each day to get in the presence of God, just to come into His presence, just to spend time with Him. I actually took a thing out of our daily devotion from last year. It's just keep your eyes on me, not only for direction, but also for empowerment. I never lead you to do something without equipping you for the task. That's why it's so important to seek my will in everything you do. There are many burned out Christians who think more is always better, who deem it unspiritual to say no. In order to know my will, you must spend time with me, enjoying my presence. This is not an onerous task, but a delightful privilege. I will show you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy, and in my right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Psalm 16:1, or 16:7 says, I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I have set the Lord always before me. Because He is my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with the eternal pleasures at your right hand. Hallelujah. There's just such peace and security and rest in coming into the presence of God, and setting in His presence and just spending time with Him. Let's go back to Exodus now. We're going to begin in Exodus chapter 3. I'm starting today with the account of Moses when he was at the burning bush. You all know the account. And we're going to actually, let's read 1 through 6 as we get started this morning. So it says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. I think every instance that we look at today, Moses goes to the mountain of God. He's on the mountain to spend time with the Lord. We can't do that in Ohio. So you guys choose your mountain. There's no mountains here. You can choose a hill, you can choose a bedroom, whatever you choose. Just find a place to come into the presence of God, to spend time with Him. But Moses went to Mount Horeb, and there an angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. That song, I can only imagine. As I was sitting there in the presence of the Father this morning, I thought of that. We can only imagine coming face to face with Jesus, because we haven't seen Him face to face. We haven't seen His glory. And we're going to see, as we read today, several times Moses, he had to hide his face from God because of His glory. We have no idea how glorious and bright the Father is. But at these, from these verses here, I want you to take that when you're in the presence of God, you're in a holy place. It's holy ground. You need to honor Him in that. You need to revere the Lord. And when we're at that place, when we're in that presence, in His presence. Let's go back now. So the Lord called Moses, and this is where He called him to lead the children of Israel. And so they've already gone through the Red Sea, and we're going to go back now to Exodus 33. They've already been through the Red Sea and going through the wilderness, and already had some problems with the children of Israel. They didn't always walk with the Lord, as you know. And this is actually after the first time when He came down with the Ten Commandments. This is the second time that He met with the Lord before He brought down the tablets of stone. And so let's begin in chapter 33, verses 7 and following. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. So anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. So the children of Israel always camped, as you know, when they traveled, there was a pillar of fire to lead them at night, and there was a cloud to lead them by day. So they either had the cloud or the fire to follow. So they were always following the Lord. They were always doing what He wanted, but they weren't always happy about it. That sound familiar? Not always happy about it. But whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent of meeting. And as Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. And that's why I said I would love to experience that cloud, just when you know you're in the presence of the Lord and the cloud comes down. And maybe some of you saw that. I didn't this morning, but I did feel His presence. So the cloud would come down and stay. And while He spoke with the Lord, when the Lord spoke with Moses, whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance to his tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, and as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. So Joshua stayed at the tent of meeting, and Moses would come and go from the tent. But Moses had a place. He set up a place where he could go and speak with the Lord, because he knew what great task that he had in leading the children of Israel, and he knew that he needed to spend time with the Lord. So these next verses talk about Moses and the glory of the Lord. And it says, Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." That is awesome. Just he said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, then don't send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." So Moses knew the importance of the Father's presence. He told him flat out. He said, If your presence isn't with us, then I don't want to go. And without the Father's presence, without the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us, we have no business going anywhere, do we? That's why it's so important that we take time each day to ask the Father and lead us as we go through our daily activities. Then Moses said, "Now, show me your glory." So he'd spent enough time with the Father that he felt like he was ready to see his glory. The Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you. I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But, he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." So now I know why we don't see the Father face to face. Because of His glory, because of His brilliance, because of His power. It's got to be just the most awesome thing you've ever seen, ever. Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. So his glory was so powerful that he said, no one can see my face and live. So he put Moses in a cleft in the rock, or in a crevice in the rock, to hide him while he passed by. You can see my back, but not my face. So this was right before he brought down the second set of the Ten Commandments. You'll see there in chapter 34, the new stone tablets, or the Ten Commandments he brought down to the children of Israel. And so we're going to go on over now to verse 27 in chapter 34. Then the Lord said to Moses, write down these words, for in accordance with these words, I have made a covenant with you and with Israel. And Moses was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights without eating bread or drinking water. And he wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. So he spent some time there with the Lord. If you can imagine being in his presence for 40 days and 40 nights without eating. I have never in my life done a 40-day fast. I know some, I've heard of some who have. Probably the longest fast that I've done is a 10-day. But as you know, you can't go a long time without eating. And when I did a 10-day fast, I actually did the Daniel fast. I wasn't going to get into fasting at all today, but it's just when you read stuff like this, you wonder about fasting. And I know from experience that fasting is a excellent way to spend time in His presence, because during a fast you have to depend on the Lord for your strength, because you're normally going without food. And you're using that time when normally you eat to come into His presence, just to spend time with the Lord. As I said, I did my 10-day was a Daniel fast. The most I think I've gone without food and water is 3 days, just a 3-day fast with the Lord. Do what He tells you. Don't fast without the Father's instructions, because it's not healthy to go without food and water, as you know. But let the Lord lead you in that, because it is scriptural. It is something that, that we need. So if you decide that if the Lord tells you to fast, then do as He tells you and fast. Don't alleviate from what He tells you. But it said when Moses came down, where I'm in verse 29 now of chapter 35, when he came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in his hands, he was not aware that his face was radiant because he had spoken with the Lord. So some of God's brightness from his back rubbed off on Moses, and his face glowed. He had a radiance about him because he had spent time with the Lord. And wouldn't it be great if the world could see the difference in us when we spend time with the Lord? They could tell there's something different about them, and they could see the radiance on our faces. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them. So Aaron and all the leaders of the community came back to him, and he spoke to them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near him, and he gave them all the commands that the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. So he passed off the tablets to the children of Israel to read. But it said, whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him. Oh, wait a minute. I missed verse 33. When Moses finished speaking to them, he put a veil over his face to cover up the brightness of his face. But whenever he entered the Lord's presence to speak with him, he removed the veil until he came out. And when he came out, he He told the Israelites what he had been commanded, and they saw that his face was radiant. Then Moses would put the veil back over his face until he went in to speak with the Lord. So, because of the Lord's glory, the time he spent with the Lord, his face glowed, and so he would put on a veil. He would just cover up his face when he was in the presence of the people so that they could stand to look at him because of his radiance. I'm going back to my daily devotional again as we close today. I do want to use Isaiah 26:3-4. It says, "You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal." The Lord is our rock. He is our firm foundation always, and it's not just for today, but for eternity. "Rest in the stillness of my presence while I prepare you for this day. Let the radiance of my glory shine upon you as you wait on me in confident trust. Be still and know that I am God. There is both a passive and an active side to trusting me. As you rest in my presence, focusing on me, I quietly build bonds of trust between us. When you respond to the circumstances of your life with affirmations of trust, you actively participate in this process." And that was what Dwayne was talking about this morning. We actively trust the Father to bring us through the little situations that we have every day. And so we learn to trust Him. It's through those times of trial that we learn to trust in Him, to completely put our trust in Him. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I can trust Him because He's brought me through a bunch of them. And most of you have heard my testimony, and so you know what I've been through. And I've just learned that it's okay. You can trust Him. He'll take care of us. "So that I'm always with you, so you have no reason to be afraid. Your fear often manifests itself in excessive planning. Your mind is so accustomed to this pattern of thinking that you are only now becoming aware of how pervasive it is and how much it hinders your intimacy with me. Repent of this tendency and resist it whenever you realize you are wandering down this well-worn path. Return to my presence, which always awaits you in the present moment. I accept you back with no condemnation." Hallelujah. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. He doesn't condemn us. So if you're feeling condemned, it's not the Father that's condemning you, it's the enemy. But He would have us to walk in His presence with confidence, without condemnation. And in that presence, we'll find peace forevermore. So as we close today, as they come to sing the final song, if any of you need prayer for anything, we would love to pray with you. If there's anyone who has never accepted the Lord Jesus, you'd like to do that this morning, we'll give you opportunity for that as well. So as we sing this final song, if you have a desire for us to pray with you, why come? We'll do that.